Welcome to the DCC RPG Actual Play Podcast, brought to you by the Iron Tavern and Spellburn.
Our cast of characters for this campaign is Baptist, the cannibalistic thief, Nuniklaus, the boom cannon wizard, Jargon, where did he go, halfling, Santh, cleric of Mani, Vixila, the guardian warrior, Gonlex, the warrior who dreams of seafaring journeys, Mephidus, the corrupted wizard, Bong, the glistening warrior, Aram, the sergeant-at-arms warrior, and Jadowin, the apprentice wizard. With the great city's only accessible crafting wizard shop under the chaotic adventurer's control, our heroes, they seek to decipher the now paralyzed wizard's ledgers before the poisons fade from his body. In addition, they must determine what to do with the two strangers seeking to retrieve a newly enchanted sword from the wizard shop. And there is the small matter of the sacrifices needed by the next full moon for Mani's temple that has come under the adventurer's control.
So, you guys have quite the agenda going. So, trying to sort out some of the time streams, I'm assuming those two men would have visited the shop within the first two or three days of Isdrell being gone.
Okay.
So, where do you want the decipher ledgers to fall into that bit? Do you want it to fall before these people visit the shop, or after? I'm flexible on whether they visit on day two or three.
Okay.
One day has already passed for sure, but
let's do it afterwards. Let's have them visit afterwards.
Okay. So, like there was... Nuniklaus was interested in doing it, or Mephidus offered up Comprehend Languages. He cast, which in case someone you guys know will likely die.
We have a scroll, too.
Yes, we have the scroll as well. So, I am open to...
Which way would you rather do it, Matt?
It'd be nice to hang on to the scroll. Mephidus will cast it. Okay. If everybody here is cool with that, the life you save could be your own.
Hold on to your chair, Dustin.
Here we go.
We did have a conversation about Gonlex. This could be memorable.
No, not really now.
So, do your spell check roll for your Comprehend Languages.
13.
And someone dies.
Someone buys it.
Maybe it'll be Isdrell and we don't have to worry about it.
Then we can speak with the dead and pray. One of these spells, Comprehend Languages. The caster can read writing in one terrestrial language for one turn. Terrestrial languages are those spoken by mortal earthbound creatures such as dwarves, giants, and goblins. Sample of the language in question must be visible in front of you. So whether that interprets code is your call. That's on 136.
I know we said it could do it. Does it need to be a higher roll than that? Okay, so first roll d6.
I don't like these after rolls.
Okay. Now, make a will save.
I don't like will saves either.
I imagine Jeffrey with this gigantic matrix with all the people's names on it right now. Just seeing where it falls.
Okay, good. He's pretty good with a will. Not wood. 14. That's probably one less than I need.
So, as you're reading these ledgers, you start to see... You start to be able to see through the code. A lot of it's just little notes of, you know, commissioned scroll, a spell name, and then usually just like three initials, so it's difficult to always... Occasionally there's a name. Sometimes it's just three initials, varying sums of gold. And this seems to date back at least over a year's worth of time. But as you're flipping the pages, one of the sections you read, your mind gets confused and, like, it's very confusing. Your actual head, you're going to take an intelligence hit.
Awesome. I don't need intelligence. I'm just a wizard.
So you lose 3 points of intelligence from the confusion of this this page that seems to have been inserted into these ledgers.
Ouch.
To keep people from...
That hurts for a wizard.
Is this temporary?
It does hurt. Permanent.
Are you sure? Sorry. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'll burn luck.
Okay, how much luck are you going to burn?
What do y'all think? I'll burn one. I'll gamble.
Gonna just burn one?
I ain't got a whole lot of luck.
You might not have a whole lot of intelligence.
Well, if I lose three, I'll be at a plus zero, so I can be. I have enough level mods that I could fake it till I make it. Till I find some.
So you're gonna burn three to get to a 17?
Is that what I need?
I don't know. Is that what you're gonna burn?
This is why we should never, never adventure without a halfling or a rogue.
Jargon.
Well, I guess a halfling. Yeah, we just need the halfling.
All right, he burns three.
Okay.
If you were leading me, I burn three. Otherwise, I burn one.
You feel the confusion come across your mind, but something, perhaps even Malik himself, sort of pulls you back from the void. And you're able to avoid the intelligence damage. So you get a turn with it?
Yeah, I have one turn.
So it looks like lots of entries. You've been able to now crack the code, and you're more or less able to read it. There's still some abbreviations and such that might not necessarily make sense. I mean, you understand their abbreviations. What are you looking for anything in particular? It looks like a set of accounting books. It looks like he spends some money on components. He receives some money for trade of goods. So he's got money coming in and going out.
Well, I'm trying to remember everything I can, primarily stuff like... Secondarily, I'm trying to remember stuff like where his suppliers are, what their names are, how much he pays for things. But really what I'm looking for is who bought the sword and how much do they still owe on it?
The sword has the initials M-A-G. All caps, handwritten. And it looks like they put a deposit down on the sword, a rather hefty deposit down on the sword, if the records are correct. And it looks like they probably only owe another 750 gold on the sword. But it looks like they've put down close to 3,000.
Okay. And all we know is M-A-G. Now, what kind of... Now, being in the city and being semi-big shots, have we seen anybody or heard of anybody in town who would have that much jack that they could buy a sword? Who's...
The people with that kind of money are probably either passerby, like people passing through town that have lots of money, wealthy adventurer not staying long, or otherwise you probably would have heard of them. You're not real sure about how the overlord structure works, how much money he has, how much his little group has. Thieves Guild types could potentially have that much money towards the higher ranks of it.
Okay.
There's potential. There's maybe a noble person or something that's just got, you know, if they were trying to get a showpiece that may have been able to commission that much money, or even like a higher up in a temple. Like, obviously, someone from the Temple of Carnifex could have had that kind of money laying around had they had the need to get something like that commissioned. But those are probably your group of people that could afford some such.
All right, so when Jadwin was in the store, I mean, when the two guys came by, was he able to get any information out of them, like a name? Did they say, hey, we're so-and-so here to pick up our junk?
They said they were there to pick up a two-handed sword, and they seemed to act like Jadwin should know who they were.
Okay. And they were dressed...
Largely because they expect if he was tending the shop, then obviously a commission of that sort would have been left as a footnote somewhere.
How were they dressed?
They were dressed in leather armor, nice cloaks, not threadbare, anything like that. The armor was nice, seemed to be well-fitting, more similar to some of the armor that Noonan Klaus has commissioned. That was Noonies, who the armor's for, right, Aaron?
Yes, yes.
But, you know, not just armor picked up off the rack. Looks like something custom made. You know, steel rivets in it, give it a little bit of decoration. Nice boots. They seem to be, you know, reasonable, some funding behind them of some sort.
So one of them wasn't like a small man with a rapier with like mouse skin boots, and one wasn't a big blonde barbarian with a...
No, okay, no, good, they did not match bad. That description. That would have been awesome, though.
All right, so I guess we know the initials. If nothing else, we can get the 750 gold from them, hopefully. What do you all think about this?
Well, I mean, the sword's probably more valuable than the gold.
Yeah, but these guys might put up quite a fight. You never know.
Well, I mean, I'm unclear. I mean, I really don't know that there's anything that can, at this point in the abduction of Israel. I mean, we could just... I mean, Jadwin's obviously been seen there.
Yeah. My purpose was Bong is going to try to recruit these guys, if possible. And if not, he's going to try to get 750 gold from them for the sword. So... And if not, we're going to kill them and take whatever loot they have on them and get the sword. Is that a good plan?
I mean, I don't want to give up the sword for 750 gold. I think it's more valuable than that. If you want to give them the sword, and if we can get them on our side and they can have the sword, that's one thing. But I don't want to let it just go.
Have we detected magic on the sword or anything? Do we know any details about the sword?
It does ice damage, like an extra D3.
Yeah, it does ice damage.
And a +1 to...
Do you have to detect magic, Dustin?
Yeah, I do.
Would you want to cast it on the sword?
I am preparing to do so as we speak. Now, whether or not Manny wants to tell me anything about it is up for discussion, but... Well, 13. I am aware of magical enhancement on any object. Does not receive any information on the nature of magical enhancement, only its existence. So, yeah, it's not giving me any details.
Yeah, which means you pretty much know, so +1. Does ice damage of 1d3. You've seen it do that. And Sant does suspect that it's... it seems to have like a potential for a growing power to it. So it seems like it's a relatively powerful sword, even though you guys haven't necessarily seen...
How do you want to go about recruiting them?
Well, Bong... being full of himself, will just know he's awesome and present himself as being awesome and that these guys need to sign up.
Well, are you going to try to do it there in the shop, or are you going to try to confront him at another location?
Well, we could do it there in the shop. The other thing I was thinking is if we could get...
What if we got him to come back to the temple?
We could do that. I could try to get him to the temple. The worst case scenario, I was thinking if they want the sword and aren't interested, we could get 750 gold from them. Send them with a sword, trail them, find out where they're staying, and go get the sword later on. That's pretty cutthroat, but...
Well, I mean, we could do that in the shop, maybe, if they don't want it. If they don't want to come along, then we just go at them there in the shop. We've got the surprise, and we've got the numbers on them.
Yeah, we could do that. Just take care of it there.
Versus if they go back, if they're part of the Thieves Guild or part of the Overlord, I mean, we're not going to get it back.
Yeah, it depends on where they take it. You're absolutely right. If it's just some flop house, sure. But if it's like...
So, I mean, if we're going to try to get 750 gold, and if they won't come join us, we're going to take them out. We need to do it there.
Let's do it there. Either if they won't join us, just do it right there, because they'll have the 750 gold on them, hopefully, plus the sword. So,
Jadwin told them to come back Is that?
He told him to come back the next morning for it.
Okay.
So they came in one afternoon.
Israel.
And then they said come back the next morning, which if everything's going, I think that means tomorrow and game time would be the day Israel wakes up.
Okay.
So we'll deal or it'll be later in the afternoon of the same day.
So we'll deal with them, and then we'll deal with Israel.
Okay. That's a plan.
Okay.
Matt, did you end up taking that intelligence damage?
No, I didn't. I forgot that you could restore stuff like that, so I probably should have taken it. Because now Memphis is taking a 5 luck. I need to write
some. I wasn't paying attention to chat until a second ago, and then I was like, oh yeah, I can do that. So that's
my bad. But luck is something you can't restore.
No, luck's
a right. Restore. Yeah, I can't restore luck.
Just the
other 5.
Okay. There's like 25 back due session reports. That'll get me back up to full pretty quick if I write all those. Maybe.
All right, so we're going to... So your buddy... Your little minion that's a wizard is at the shop, is that right?
Yes.
And he's going to be the one, like, as the front for them paying for this sword?
Yeah, Bon was actually planning on going in there and, you know, being there when they got there and sizing them up.
Yeah, I think Bon should be out front, Jadwin, and the rest will be in the back, just ready to...
What's across the street from the shop?
A fruit stand?
Yeah, maybe set up a couple of people outside,
yeah,
milling around, and then we can come in from the back of the shop and then through.
Yeah, there's a back room that we've unlocked, so there could be people hiding back there, correct?
Yeah, I might still have that map.
There's the room, and then there's the vault, I think.
Yeah, I'll throw it over here real quick. Okay, so... So you pretty much have... That's a little counter I'm drawing right there. There's a little counter there. Door comes in. It's like a shelf over here. A little shelf along the wall here. Here. And then there's a door back there. So, you know, this is where, you know, the typical shopkeep would stand. A little counter to do deals on. Shelves with various alchemical equipment. Journals, you know, blank journals, things like that. Another shelf over here, just miscellaneous equipment. And then the street's just out front there.
What about giving him the duplicate sword instead? Remember there was, out front, there was a duplicate of all the items.
That's right. Let's check out the duplicate. Did it do anything?
It was a two-handed sword, but it did not seem to do anything. Like, beyond a normal two-handed sword.
But it's the same. It looks the same. It feels the same.
Yes.
There's no...
Do an intelligence check to look at the two. Compare them closely. Mephrodis says they are identical. You know, like one's black, one's red, but...
Yeah, Santh looks like he thinks they're pretty close, too.
So, yeah, they appear identical.
Well, let's just have him... They come in. Bong be in the room, just maybe looking at the wares.
Yeah, Bong will be in the corner over here, holding the sword, like looking at the scrolls, just kind of not letting on that he has the sword.
Would you want to keep the sword in the back with the rest of the party?
Yeah,
If we're going to give it to them or not, Jadwin can go back to the back, give us the signal to come in, or get the sword and bring it out, one or the other.
Yeah, I would just rather the sword be in our hands rather than possibly in their hands if fighting breaks out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We keep it in the back. Okay. Jadwin can say, okay, let me go to the back to get the sword. And he can go back there and just say, let's get him, or he can, if it's going well and we're going to trade the sword, then we'll...
Okay.
He can get the sword, but keep the sword in the back.
All right, that sounds good. We can keep it in the back. Who's going to be in the back? Jadwin and Bond in front.
Santh and Vixila will be back there.
Nooney and Baptist will be outside.
Okay.
Waiting for some signal. We'll come in through the front door. Try to get the jump on them from the
back. Yeah, and cut off the back. Kind of retreat. All right, that's a plan.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So 9 a.m. rolls around, and who do we have in the front room? Just Bong or Bong and Jadwin?
Bong and Jadwin.
Okay. So about 9 a.m. rolls around, and these two individuals walk in. They're the same ones from yesterday afternoon. They dress the same, studded leather armor, good shape, clean-looking boots, nice cloaks, and they walk in.
Is there anyone that comes with them that doesn't go right inside?
You don't see anybody. You can make an intelligence check to see if you can spot someone that's, you know, deliberately trying to hide. There's no one obvious. You don't see anybody seeming to be associated with them.
Okay.
They walk in, they see Bong, and sort of eye him a little bit.
Bong kind of looks over and nods. Jadwin says, if you don't mind me, if you'll permit me, can I introduce someone to you? He's a man of some repute in these parts. Captain Bong Clabberer. And Bong nods and kind of walks over.
Captain Bong, you doing work with the city guard?
Of sorts. Freelance, mostly. I haven't seen you or seen you around the city before. I was just curious about what two men of your quality would be doing, and if you're looking for any work.
We're well employed, thank you very much, and we just assume keep our business to ourselves.
Well, that's understandable. Are you looking for anybody else? Because I might be looking for more myself.
No one associated with the city guard, that's for sure.
Oh, not the city guard. So come on now, do I look like city guard? I'm wearing a loincloth. Look at these abs. There's nobody with abs like this on the city guard.
Are there windows? Can we see inside the building? Or is it...
There's windows, but they're like dust yellowed, hard to see through, like dirty and caked on dirt, baked on by the sun. So it's shadowy forms. You can't see clearly. You see shadowy figures in there.
Does Bong or Jadwin notice any Thieves Guild insignia?
You do not.
Okay. All right. So you sure you won't take me up on my offer?
I'm sure.
All right. Well, let me know if you change your mind.
Well, if you don't mind, we have some business to attend here, so best be on your way.
What? I'm looking here.
You just got dismissed, bro. You best be on your way.
All right, Jadwin says, okay, there's a matter of 750 gold remaining on the deposit, sir.
Hey, we don't transact business until this gentleman is gone. As motioning towards Bong.
Bong is pretty hot right now, so he's like, goes over to them and says, what sort of business is it that you have that you cannot attend to before the likes of me?
Our affairs are a private business matter and do not need an audience such as you.
Oh, well, but why don't you come back later when I'm done shopping? How does that sound?
We're here to spend some cash. Why don't you go ahead and head on out? You stop back by a little later after our business is concluded here.
Bong immediately smashes the first one in the mouth as hard as he can, attempting to break his jaw. What's my D-die? D7?
I guess if we...
How do you have a D7? What level is Bong?
Fifth.
Oh, shit. I'm behind. That's what I get for missing.
You hit.
Can we hear what's going on?
What did your dice do? The one D7? Okay.
Yeah, I hit a one. Yeah. I missed the D, but I hit... Okay. For 2 damage with my fist.
So, this guy just sort of shrugs it off. and he pulls forth a short sword and stabs at Bong and misses. The other one tries to circle in around behind you.
That's always good.
And stab at you. And he...
Wait, I've got a second attack now. Can I... How do you make that?
Yeah, tell me when you want to take it.
Can I use my second attack to swing around to the one wheeling behind me and maybe punch at him?
Yeah, you can try to.
All right, well, my second D14. Trying to break his jaw as well, or knock him out. Dang, Bong, loser?
That's a fumble.
All right. My fumble die is hide. What is hide? Armor. It is a D12 on the fumble table.
Okay. Roll high.
11.
Hey, that works for me. -4 to your next attack roll.
Oh, perfect.
So the guy manages to slip behind you and takes this dagger and shoves it towards your kidneys. Hits you with a 25, I assume.
That does hit.
For 4 points of damage and a fort save.
Oh, man.
Came in poison, that sucker.
Gonna spend any luck?
Give me one second. Let me metagame it real quick.
Hey, that's not fair. You have no idea what he's doing.
No, I don't.
He's the third entry down.
Black Lotus. All right, I'm not gonna burn any luck.
For another 10 points of damage. And that's the poison. And then an extra 1d3. For 3 more points of damage. So 3, 13, and whatever the first part was.
So 13 on top 13. Of the 4. Dang.
Yeah, so 17 points total damage from that guy.
He ain't messing around.
Baptist and Nooney class will step in.
So let's roll initiative now. Aw, bummer. I was going to have so much fun. We got Dustin up. Okay, so Santh.
All right, Santh and Vixila will come from the back room. Santh has got out the Falks. All right. So 19 to hit the one that's...
That is a hit.
He's got one in front and one behind, right?
Correct. The one in front is wounded. The one behind is not.
All right, I'm going after the one in front.
Okay.
All right. So... four points with the Falks.
Okay.
And then Vixilo will go after the one in front, too. Let's see here. Nothing happening there. Looks like a miss.
Yep, definitely a miss.
Yep.
And that takes us to Baptist and Nooney Klaus.
Okay, Baptist is going to rush in, going for the guy in the back.
Okay.
Can he get a backstab?
Positioning is going to make it tough. These guys are alert, so you can't get the backstab on them. Because he sort of already slipped in behind Bong, so he's up by the wall, so you can't technically get behind him.
Can you put them where they are in the room?
Yep. Give me a second. One guy like there, and like the other guy like here, and I'm imagining Bong to be like right there. And then you've got Vixila and Santh that rushed in from this side and were able to reach.
So the guy in the back is... sort of in the backpack.
Yeah, he's sort of in the backpack. He took that little gap, got it in the corner, so he's hard to get behind, and he's relatively alert.
All right, Baptist will go at this first one here.
Now, the one you can get behind, so you could probably backstab him.
Okay,
his back's to the wall, to the door, and he's engaged with Bong. So,
Baptist will go to backstab at that guy then. 22,
definitely a hit.
Okay, the damage then 6. And the crit is a 17 on 2.
Extra 2d6. And the foot can only take one action next turn.
Pierce the lung and foot. Yeah, okay, so 2d6. 6 and 9 more.
In total, falls to the ground.
15. He falls to the ground.
Yep.
Okay. Can Noonie Klaus get to touch Bong?
Yeah, he could probably rush up and squeeze in there, and he'll be right next. Yeah, he could get up there with the guy in front falling.
Okay, Baptist is going to go up and try to cast Magic Shield.
Okay.
22. He's going to reach out and touch Bong, so that is conjures a shield that provides +4 bonus AC for 1d3 rounds. One d3 turns. So one turn.
Okay.
When casting a spell, the caster can apply the shield to himself and one ally touched. In addition to the AC bonus, the shield also blocks magic missile automatically. Okay. And Noonie Klaus starts to ooze blood from his pores, which may attract prey.
Nice.
+4 AC to Bong and to Noonie Klaus for one turn.
Okay.
Wow, one turn. That's nice.
So the guy and behind Bong strikes at him again, though this time Bong's pretty well aware. He's not blank per se.
Shouldn't it be Bong, Jadwin, and Mephrodis' turn?
We did initiative.
Got an 8.
How'd I get you in front of... Yeah, it's your turn, sorry.
All right. Bong is going to quickly reach for his belt and draw his sword.
Okay.
And he's going to attempt a precision shot. He's going to try to cut off the guy's hand that's holding the dagger.
Okay.
Dang it.
You miss.
I hit the deed, though.
You hit the deed, but you missed. It would have been glorious in your head. It's all awesome.
His hand is down on the floor.
All right, for my second attack, he's going to attempt the same thing, but only with a d14. He hits
you
the deed.
You hit.
Precision shot. He can hit a small object that is nearby, either at melee range or very close range via missile fire. For example, he can hit a holy symbol displayed by a cleric, a banner flown by a cavalier nearby, or an ogre's big ugly tusk. A call shot here may do up to 1d4 points of additional damage at judge's discretion. So his damage is going to be 1d10 plus the 6. So he does 8 damage.
Okay.
And he was aiming at that hand, so it's up to you how it happens.
So he loosens his grip on the short sword, but he doesn't drop it. But it looks like he's not holding it nearly as accurately, so he'll take a minus on his attack. Did you forget? Oh, did you? You have a -4 on your attacks, right?
For both of them? There was a -4 for the net. What did I roll? 12?
18 was there.
So if you had -4, you would have missed.
Okay, so I missed.
But you still got Mephrodis.
And Jadwin. Jadwin is going to let loose his first magic... Well, maybe he not. He doesn't have magic missile, so...
That would have been impressive.
He's just going to, like, sit back for just... And he's going to let Mephrodis handle it the first time. So Mephrodis is going to... Mephrodis is a lot more successful with melee attacks, it seems. So he is going to rush forward and attack with his longsword. Bang.
That is a miss.
Mephrodis misses.
Okay, now I get to attack, right?
If you insist.
Okay. He's taking a minus because his sword hand has been hit by a precise strike. Or no, it was missed. So, no. But an 11 to hit Bong is a...
It's a miss.
Okay. That takes us to Santh and Vixila. One guy left.
One guy left. I don't think there's much question what should be done. That's Santh with the Argent Falks.
That's Santh.
12 points of damage.
He's still up. He's a tough guy.
And then Vixila's going to elbow her way in there. I'm going to go for a big swing with the Warhammer. 14.
That is a miss.
Okay.
And then that takes us to Baptist and Newton Klaus.
Okay, Baptist is going to try to come around from the back side of the...
Okay, the counter?
Try to get up on the counter and put the garrote around the guy's neck, if I can if I can make that move. In one.
Yep, go for it.
Okay, let's see.
Man, I hope this works.
Where's my, let's see. 14.
That is a miss.
Man.
That is a miss. Let me burn a luck on that then.
Okay.
And 5 more.
That is a hit. Okay. You get the garrote around his neck.
Okay. The garrote. Let me find that stats for that real fast. It does 1, or it does a 3d4 if it's a backstab.
Okay, you can do it. You can do the 3d4. This guy's got lots of folks in front of him. You manage to sneak around the counter.
Okay. 10.
And he drops in a gurgling mess.
Oh, he doesn't drop. Baptist is holding him up, choking the life out of that fool. While everybody picks his pockets and punch him in the belly.
All right, what do they got on them? Any kind of papers, identification, money?
You find in the Google chat tokens in each of their pockets.
I thought they were probably guilty. We pocket their tokens.
Handy, yeah.
And you do find 750 gold, though, off of them. They did have the gold with them to pay for the sword.
Okay.
And their armor is studded leather plus the normal studded leather, but the same craftsmanship, so it's a minus 1 on the armor class penalty. So there's 2 sets of that. And short swords and daggers on each. Neither are magical, though, but they are fine quality.
All right, let's quickly pull them to the back and sort of set the room back if anything was knocked over or anything like that. Get it.
Okay. You're able to do that. Set the room back in order pretty quickly.
Clean up the blood.
Move the rug or something over the blood. Okay. Do we want to continue with this charade of keeping the store open, or are we done with that?
This is pretty much the reason we were here, is to get, at least in my mind, was to get the money or to get keep the sword or find out who these guys were.
I think the longer we try to keep up the facade of the store, the more chances of us getting figured out and in trouble are.
All right, we got the bodies of 2 leveled guild thieves. How does Baptist feel about this?
How does who?
Baptist.
Killing the guild thieves?
Yeah.
Oh, Baptist is fine with it.
I just didn't know if you wanted to throw these bodies on the guild house steps. I think it
will. Well, I'm concerned about getting them out of here in the middle of the day.
That is a good.
Is this a wooden building or?
It is a wooden building.
Is there any kind of fire?
There are no sprinklers.
There are no sprinklers, but is there like a fireplace,
a brigade?
A wood stove or something?
Oh, okay.
There's a wood stove in the bathroom.
Baptist, is your garrote magical?
No.
Does he have like a, like, just burning need to keep it?
No.
Because we could prop the two bodies up with, like, one guy behind with the garrote around the other guy's throat. And that guy could just have, like, the swords going back behind him, like, stabbing the guy. So it looks like he stabbed the guy that was choking him to death in the store. And we could recreate the fight, knock over the shelves and stuff, and make it look like two guys came in here and fought and killed each other.
Yeah, we could do that.
Took you a little while. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Will they fit in the fire box in the wood stove?
I was trying to check the spell. Spells I got. Okay.
If we can stuff them in the fire box, the wood stove is just stuff them in there and leave. I mean, I don't. I'm guessing the wood stove is not that big to get two grown men stuffed in there.
Nah, it's no way it's that big.
Well, okay. Okay, with magical, we got the dimensional bag and holding. Could we just chop them up and put them in the bag?
Where did we get that?
We've had it. Baptist has had it for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know we had one of those.
Where did we pick it up? And everything I can't remember comes from Malatok's temple, Malatok's shrine. Is that where it came from?
Yeah, he's had it for a while. I don't exactly remember, but I've been stuffing stuff in there for a while.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Let's just throw them in there. How much will it hold?
It'll hold anything, right? I mean, you just have to be able to get it in the bag.
Will the bag of holding hold two bodies?
If you chop them up.
We do it.
How much can we get in the wood stove?
It's like a little pot-bellied stove. I mean,
not much.
Yeah, it's not huge. It's more like, yeah, it's just a little pot-bellied stove for the wintertime. Keep the back room warm.
We can come back tonight and pick them up if we can't fit them in the bag.
Yeah, let's put their heads to the bag and leave their bodies in the bag. And Fabius will eat their hearts out and stuff.
Okay.
Are there windows in the front of the shop?
Front of the shop, yes.
Did the fruit stand and any customers out there happen to notice what was going on in the store?
I mean, they probably saw Baptist and Niklaus rush off, but the windows are pretty... I mean, Baptist and Niklaus really had to pay attention to see what was going on in there. Like, they saw scuffling shadows, but you probably wouldn't have noticed them unless you were really paying attention to see. It wasn't... The windows are just too marred and dirty to really see through.
Okay.
So, I mean, they probably saw Baptist and Niklaus sort of, like, rush quickly into the shop, but... They probably didn't think a whole lot of it. There wasn't a big commotion outside.
All right. Bong's going to look out the door all the same and see what's going on.
Over at the fruit shop, there's a couple people talking. One of them motions over a little bit towards the shop, but the people don't seem interested in doing anything about it as much as talk about it.
Which
like, what was that? I wonder what happened there. But it more just... gossipy neighbors that would never set foot off their front porch to actually do something about anything.
So none of them looks like a cut purse or
no
foot pad or anything like that?
No.
Okay, well, Bong kind of just stands there and looks around for a little bit before he goes back in.
Make an intelligence check?
Too many character sheets. Bong has a 16.
You don't notice anything.
Okay. He drops back in and see how the beheadings are progressing.
They are beheaded.
All right, we'll hide them as best we can in the back.
Okay.
Bodies and take their stuff in the bag. And do you think we should try to leave en masse, or anybody got an opinion on that?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. We probably shouldn't roll out all at the same time.
Unless there's somebody out there. Unless there's somebody out there.
Mephrodis can teleport us anywhere we want to go.
Hey.
If you got an hour to wait for him to cast this spell, or however long it takes to planar step. We could do that. We could, like, two by two, like, head out the back or out the front. And
I don't think there's a back way out.
Yeah, there's not a back way out. Only a front door. It's like butted up. It's a tight district, so it's like butted up right against another building in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just go out. It's
casual. Fly casual.
Yeah, let's just all go. Including Jadwin, who locks up the shop after he leaves.
Yeah, just have Jadwin, like, when we walk out, just be like, well, thanks for coming, guys. You know, thanks for your business. And then he can just lock up and walk away, like, in a different direction and meet us up somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, we do that.
So, you guys leave the shop. Jadwin thanks you guys for your business, locks up the shop behind him, and you guys set off as a group towards the temple.
No, let's not go to the temple.
Let's go away from the temple.
Let's go up to Slaver's Hold and get a virgin while we're out and about.
That sounds like a perfect plan.
Okay. So you guys set off. You guys begin making your way towards the Slaver's Hold. The buildings in this area are sort of tall. The streets become shaded. Up ahead, you hear screams of pain and the clatter of hooves from a cross street ahead. You hear excited hoots and bellows erupt from above as large winged creatures swoop down towards you, followed by the sinister twang of a crossbow bolt being discharged.
What?
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 6. So, Noonan Klaus is targeted by a...
What?
Crossbow bolt. Does a 16 hit Noonan Klaus?
Yes.
Remember, you got that shield up for a couple of turns.
Oh, no, yeah. No, it does not. It does not.
That's true.
It does not.
So, a crossbow bolt goes flying by you, missing, and there's several of these flying creatures. Pandemonium is just starting to fill the streets ahead of you. A body burning in the gutter up around the corner. What? Another lies sprawled in a pool of blood in a shop's doorway. People are fleeing through the streets as winged apes dressed in foreign-looking leather armor soar overhead and run amok in the streets. They're turning over push carts as they move through the streets. They've got stuff they've been stealing as they cruise through. They're tearing open shop doors. It's just a sea of chaos ahead, and there's a regal-looking human male sitting astride a black stallion with eyes of flame up ahead. He has a hooded cloak which partially obscures the man's bearded face as he raises his bare arms towards the cadre of guardsmen charging down the lane towards him. You can see, like, the city guard charging in.
So are they shooting at us, or we just caught him on fire?
You're caught in... They were shooting at you, but there's chaos all around you that has erupted as these flying ape men are... shooting crossbows.
They're shooting at everybody.
Everybody. Okay. Correct. Okay. Yep. The person on the horse shoots a crimson ray streaking from his pointed finger and sets a guardsman on fire. Just goes up in flames as he tries to close in on him.
What?
And then seconds later, a shadow falls upon you as a flight of winged apes come streaking out of the sky at you with malicious grins on their simian faces. So you guys are under attack by these... there looks to be about 12 to 15 of these flying monkeys, but it looks like 6 of them have set in upon you. So go ahead and roll initiative.
We had some good initiative, Aaron, but Jeffrey beat us anyway.
Okay, Mephrodis and Bong, you have these 6 flying ape-like men with crossbows and also wielding flails flying in. There's chaos across the streets. You guys have sort of just like walked into this chaos as you head towards the slave district.
How high are they off the ground flying?
About 18 to 20 feet.
18 to 20 feet. So if I cast Snarling Vines, would they reach up high enough to grab them?
They would not.
Okay. All right, well, Mephrodis is going to throw a Choking Cloud at great cost up into the sky to try to choke them out.
Okay.
13. And that will do... One designated target is engulfed in caustic stinking cloud for 1d4 rounds, suffering a -1 penalty to all rolls, including attacks, damage, and saves. The cloud follows the target. It cannot escape. So that would be 4... Three
How
rounds.
Much negative?
A -1 to everything.
Okay.
For 3 rounds. Bong is going to rush forward, and he can't hit any of them, you said.
No, he's 18 to 20 feet in the air.
Are there any, like, carts or kiosks or anything in the lane?
Yeah, there's probably some carts and stuff. I mean, you're moving through narrow city streets toward the slave district, so it's like sort of another market district. There's, you know, I always think the permanent military tents as a market district, so, you know, wooden canvas structures, right. Carts.
He looks around real quick. Does he see, like, where he can jump, leap from barrel to tent roof or tent support up and still get an attack in?
Yep. If you make the deed check, you can. As you go bounding up these streets.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. You just bound up a cart up onto the tented canvas roof of one of these market stalls. It sags underneath your feet. You still come in with a great solid strike.
That's also a crit now.
Yeah, that's...
So that's 12 damage. That's plus the crit.
Man, fifth level is like crazy.
Crit table.
Who let you guys get to fifth level? What the
Seriously.
Hell?
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking.
I read something today where somebody equated fifth level DCC to epic.
I'm starting to feel that way. We're going to find out. I was wondering, I figured fifth was where the power break really happens. So.
Yeah.
So on table five, he rolled a 9, which is... You see red, inflict an additional 1d12 damage with this strike as you are overcome with battle rage. And there are two asterisks by battle rage, so I'm assuming that does something. But I don't see...
They don't see where that...
I have to check it on the book.
Yeah, the book... let's see. A PC overcome by battle rage may temporarily expend points of its personality... or intelligence score to enhance the damage of his critical. For every point, ability point he expends, he adds a 1d12 to his damage roll.
That's for every time or just for this time?
Let's see. Temporarily expend points of his personality or intelligence to enhance the damage on his critical hit. So every point of personality or intelligence you spend, you add another 1d12 to the damage.
Okay, I'm going to spend 1 point of personality. Is that permanent or just temporary?
Temporary.
Okay, I'm going to spend another point of personality to get another d12 and get another 4. So that brings me to a total of 20 damage for that attack.
Bong just knocks one out of the air, practically cleaves him in two as one of the wings practically separates from his body as it falls down on top of the top of the other market tent next to you. And, like, crashes through and just spills these, like, wooden carved figurines all across the alley amidst the chaos.
Are these human size? Are they?
Yeah, they're humanoid size, medium sized.
Okay.
Well, like large apes. But, okay. Yeah, they're not, like, hugely giant.
Okay.
Like 6'6", 7 foot, something like that. They're up. So off in the distance, you see the bearded man on a horse, like, zap a shopkeep that's trying to get away. It just ignites into flames. The city guard's a little reluctant to continue to advance. They fire crossbow bolts. Another one at Noonie Klaus and misses. Fires one at Santh.
That'll hit.
And you take 2 points of damage from that. One at Mephrodis. Crits.
Damn.
Let me look this up real quick.
So I got critted.
Yep, you got critted, and the crossbow bolt struck your knee and knocked you to the ground.
Damn.
And you are prone for the next round. And another one.
What was the damage?
Oh, 5 points of damage. And one goes for Bong, but this one closes with a flail. Ooh. And that is a crit.
Quit doing that.
Dang.
For 7 points of damage off of that. And the flail strikes your hand, doing an additional 2d3 damage as it breaks two of your fingers.
That's an outrage.
5 points of damage from that, and your fingers hurt.
Is it my bird finger?
It is.
Dang.
And takes it to Santh and Vixila, as there's five of these flying, and there's others of these flying monkey men in the distance as well, harassing city folk. The guards, city guards have shown up, harassing them.
But there's just the one guy.
Correct. There's one guy off in the distance.
Does he seem to be ignoring us for the time being?
He does. Seems to be more focused on harassing the city guard and keeping them away. It's riding a coal black horse with eyes of fire.
Of course he is.
Whenever it walks, it leaves burning hoof prints.
Santa's going to cast darkness.
Okay.
And do no such thing. Thank God that was a 2 and not a 1. So, my disapproval goes up, since that didn't happen. Manny apparently didn't want to bring the darkness, which is really strange, since she's a goddess of the moon.
Yeah, no kidding.
But whatever.
She needs that sacrifice. She's not sure she's getting that fat sacrifice this month.
I guess so.
She really...
Vixila will put away her hammer and kind of like duck into a alleyway and get out her heavy crossbow and start to load that bad boy.
Okay.
I'm assuming because it's a heavy crossbow, I can't get it out, load it, fire it all in the same turn.
Yeah, not really. Because it even had a thing where if you shot it, you couldn't move or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy. And that takes us to Baptist and Noonie Klaus.
All right, Noonie Klaus is going to burn 2 points of spell burn and cast magic missile.
Okay.
15. Caster throws a single damage equal 1d4 plus caster level. Okay. That is not so good. 1d4. 8 damage.
Okay, at one of the flying monkey men?
Yeah.
Okay. It strikes them, they're still flying. Wings are beating a little slower.
Baptist is going to move into cover as well and get out his crossbow.
Okay. So we've got Vixila undercover and Baptist undercover?
Yes.
Okay.
Klaus, if he can, he's going to move undercover as well after he
Casts. I mean, there's probably like some debris cart type thing, not full cover in the side alley, but, you know, able to get some cover. Mephrodis Bong.
Is Jadwin with us, or did he go back the other way?
He's with you.
Okay.
Unless you don't want him to.
Well, could he have gone last round? He didn't
go
last round.
He could have, if his player had remembered him.
Well, I remembered him, but you just went on afterwards, so I didn't know if he was with us or not.
Yeah, he's with you.
Okay. Well, I'll just do it this round. But he is going to cast Enlarge on Bong.
Okay.
And he has an intelligence of 9. Nice.
Good.
So that is a 20. The target doubles in size. A normal man becomes ogre size with this result receiving a +4 bonus to attacks, damage, and AC due to greater size and strength. So you get a bonus to AC for being bigger?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
It's back different from what I'm accustomed to. But I'll take it. In addition, the target receives an extra 10 hit points from the new size.
Nice.
The hit points are lost first when the target is wounded and damage suffered while giant size transfers to his normal hit point pool only if he first loses all. Okay. So Bong is enlarged and he's going to sprint off after the horse. It doesn't say it increases his speed. Would it increase his speed?
If not, he'll just double move after that horse.
Yeah, double move. Good.
And Mephrodis is going to... How far away is the rider?
Probably like 100 and... Let me see. Probably like 120 feet or so.
Okay, so the range on Dispel Magic... What page is that on? Why didn't I write down a page number? That sounds like something I would...
The spell is...
It's on page 219. 209, right?
208.
Longer. It doesn't give a range. A touch or more. Mephrodis is going to take off sprinting after the rider, too. Right after the bomb.
And that's so, the rider sees these people coming towards him, and the horse jumps and flies up into the air as the bearded man lets loose a bolt of lightning towards Bong.
Crap.
Comes crackling from his hands as the horse takes off into the air. Oh! The lightning...
Did he just lightning bolt Bong?
He did just lightning bolt Bong.
Mephrodis counterspells. He's going to dispel magic.
Okay. Crap. Now I have to go look up the spell do rules.
Why'd you throw that spell? That wouldn't have happened if you hadn't done that.
Yep. It's your fault.
You need to come help me because Mephrodis is terrible.
Well, go ahead and do your roll. See if you can get it off first. And I'll find the spell do rules.
Where is
this? An 11, that's it? On a dispel? That's a failure, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I don't even have to look it up. But good call.
Can Noonie Klaus attempt to counter with magic shield?
I don't think that'll counter a lightning bolt.
Okay.
Let me find the... It said there's a piece in the spell door rules that says what'll counter what. We can look it up real fast.
Right.
I saw it.
340 something, I think.
Magic, yeah. Page 9899. Oppose spells that can counter spell. Dispel magic can do any spell. Oh, magic shield. Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Lightning bolt is one of the possibilities. But it'll have to be like cast at you. I don't think it's going to help Bong or Mephrodis. But it could help you if you're...
But I can't cast it on, because I've got a touch.
Because, right? Like, the target here is more towards Bong initially, but since Mephrodis is on the way, it's probably going to get Mephrodis as well, since he rolled well enough. The last target was going to be sort of random.
Right, because I've got to be able to touch, I think.
That's probably going to smoke both my characters.
No, come on.
Bong might make it. Mephrodis is probably not walking out.
Yeah, if I can't help them, I'm not gonna cast.
So 17 points of damage to Bong.
He's got the 10 temp. So he is going to have 13 hit points left.
11 points to Mephrodis.
What is Bong's AC? Oh, it's a, never mind. This is a...
Right now it's an 18, yeah. But. If that we're still within that turn. Mephrodis takes how many?
11.
Whoo! He's down to one hit point. Mephrodis starts running.
Ouch. Tell him to run by Santh.
Everybody's running to Santh.
Which will be Santh. Takes 7 points of damage.
Oh man.
Boo earns.
And in the critters go. And the first one tries to shoot at Noonie Klaus, who has limited cover, so get an extra +2 to your AC, Noonie Klaus. So that's a miss. Baptist hit in an alley. Vixila moved to an alley with the crossbow. Next one shoots at Bong. 17 to hit Bong.
That misses.
Another one shoots at Bong.
That hits. Ignore the crit, please.
6 points of damage to Bong from the... crossbow. And the other one goes for Jadawan.
Hit.
For 2 points of damage.
I might put him on the ground. Let me check this.
And then that takes it to Santh and Vexila.
Okay.
The horse has these flaming footprints where it leaped up into the air. The flames are actually in the air, and the bearded dude sitting on the horse still now, like, you know, up in the air, 22, 23 feet up in the air. And there's still one, two, three, four, five flying monkeys that seem intent on you guys.
All right, well, Santh will move to Mephrodis first.
Okay.
And attempt to heal him. So that's a 14.
Mephrodis is opposed, adjacent, rather.
Is he chaotic?
Yeah.
All right. Get 7 back. And then Vexila is going to pop off a shot with her crossbow.
Okay.
At the dude on the horse.
Okay.
And with my D die, if I hit my D die, I want to clip the. I'm aiming for the the cinch on the saddle.
Okay.
I want to take that cinch out on that saddle, and hopefully he'll slip off. Ah, dang it! 15 though.
That does hit. Misses the cinch, but it does hit.
7 damage.
Okay. It's still up. Seems to hardly notice. And that takes us to Baptist and Nuni Klaus.
Okay. The guy is up in the air.
Yes.
Is he still in view over the like rooftops or like above the street or how is he flying?
Yeah, he's up above the tent tops of the market area, the slave area. People are still scattering. Occasionally he lets off a burst as a city guard to kill them too. The horse snorts fire.
Would that horse be an outsider?
I believe it would.
I think it would too.
Yes, it is an outsider.
I think I have an idea.
Turn and burn.
Baptist, or Nuni Klaus is going to burn 7 luck and cast magic missile.
You're burning luck?
No, not luck. Spellburn, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Spellburn 7, cast magic missile.
Okay.
28. Caster throws 1d6 plus 3. 6 missiles.
Okay.
That do 1d8 plus caster level. Each missile can be aimed at a single target as long as the caster is line of sight. Okay, so that's 6 missiles, so that is 6d8. Now, if I do 6d8 plus, it'd be 68 plus.
Plus 30, right?
30.
Bring him down.
54.
And that was going to the dude on the horse?
Yep.
Hit the horse.
Magic missiles go flying towards him, and then they hit like this invisible field and go shattering off like fireworks in the different directions.
You got magic shielded. I want to counter magic shield. Too late.
And Baptist.
Okay. Baptist. Baptist is going to... Let's see. Give me 1 second. Baptist is going to apply the centipede poison to his crossbow and try to move into the best shot he can get at the horse rider.
Okay, make a handle poison check when you apply the crossbow.
Alright, come on here.
You listen to the podcast. You knew I was going to start doing this.
I know. 19. Okay,
you easily apply the poison to the crossbow bolt.
Okay, and I'm going to move where I can get close to him.
Okay, so you're able to move into a spot that gets closer to him, gives you a reasonable shot for next round. And Mephrodis, Bong, and Jadwin.
Is Bong in a place that like he can maybe
pull up on top of a rooftop with his giant size and leap up at the wizard?
Yeah, he can make a shot.
What is that? What
it'll,
need to hit?
It'll be a deed die and pretty high on it. A normal 3 probably won't do it, but if you come high enough on it.
All right.
Like you'd make like a clambering leap type Incredible Hulk move.
Yes.
There you go. You leap up and you get up to about midpoint of the horse.
Okay, can I hit the horse?
You can hit the horse.
For 12 damage to the horse.
Okay. You hit the horse, you jostle it, and you see the bearded wizard, you know, cling onto the horse to try to stay on the horse. The horse is still alive. But it looks like you did some damage, and it looks like the wizard has seen you as a threat. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but...
Well, it is what it is. So when I cast a while ago, did I lose Dispel altogether? I rolled an 11, right?
If you... Yes, if you cast it, yes, if it's an actual loss of the spell, then you lose it. If it's a succeed, but the spell duel rule makes you lose it, then you still actually have it. But if you actually lose it as part of the spell duel, you lose it.
Okay, so if I lose it as part of the spell duel, I can't get it back with a spell burn?
With a spell burn, you can.
All right, I want to spell burn one.
But you have to spell burn each time you want to cast that spell again.
Okay, I want to spell burn one strength, and I'm going to try to dispel his magic shield.
Okay.
All right, Mephrodis, quit being a jerk. Do I get to add the spell burn to this roll, too, or just for the...
No, if you want to do more spell burn, then you have to throw more spell burn on top of it.
19, that's much better. For one round, the caster potentially cancels the active effects of a single spell with a non-permanent duration. The caster must be within 20 foot of the spell effect. Am I within 20 foot of the effect?
Oh, so... Okay, what was your result?
It was a 20... I'm sorry, a 19.
19, okay.
It really depends on if I'm... Am I close enough to be within effect of the spell, though?
You probably aren't close enough to do so.
All right, if I'm not within 20 feet, then I'm not.
Yeah, you're not within 20 feet of creature, because it's flying, so you got the whole angular trigonometry math we could do, but I guess Aaron's got the architect stuff. He might be able to do the trig fast.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
How far up in the air is the guy?
He's like 22 feet in the air.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be close enough to him then, unless you're in the air yourself.
Can I jump up? Can I get a 2-foot vertical leap?
I don't know. You got Nikes on?
I don't think I can make it. My roots, I don't think they have enough strength to cast me up that far.
So the critters are up. The horse and rider disappear. Flaming hoof prints show off in the distance as they just disappear into ether.
That's me.
They disappeared.
They just left.
They just poofed.
It is a punk. I had him. I had him dead to rights. Binding on the way.
The one with the flail attacks Bong again.
Man,
don't waste your
time.
And
misses. Another one shoots a crossbow bolt at Bong for 3 damage.
That just barely hits.
Another one shoots at Mephrodis. And misses. Another one shoots at Santh.
Waste my centipede poison.
4 points to Santh and 1 to Noonie Klaus. Actually, Baptist is one moving more out, I believe. Does a 15 hit Baptist? I don't think it does anymore, does it?
Yes, it does.
So crossbow bolt hits him for 4 points from one of the flying monkeys. And it is back to Santh and Vixila.
Well, Santh calls out curses towards the cowardly wizard who was about ready to get owned by the power of Manny. But since he chickened out, are these monkey creatures? Do they look like they might be extra planar?
They do appear they may be extra planar.
All right. I'm going to cast Binding. And I am going to spell burn 5 points of agility before I do that.
Okay.
So that will give me. Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Stupid wizard ran away. I was going to own his horse. I was going to ride it.
Yeah, you would have owned that horse for flipping around.
Do these. I may target a creature up to 8 hit dice.
Okay.
If the spell succeeds, I control that creature for 2d6 plus caster level turns.
Okay.
So I'm going to. We have one guy with a flail that's down by us.
Yep. Well, Bong's sort of up on our tent roof, but he's getting owned by this guy with a flail.
All right, I'm taking control of the flail guy, and I will have control of him for 11 turns.
Okay.
It does receive a will save, though. He's got to be 29 on a will save.
Yeah, I don't see that happening at all. No way.
All right. So,
look how you rolled it anyway.
Well, I like to roll dice.
Yeah. Do I take control of him now or on his turn? Doesn't matter to me. It might be easier if it comes in our initiative.
Yeah,
that's
probably easier
to
do on your turn. So.
Okay. Well, then, Vixila will shoot her crossbow at another monkey. Nothing happening there. And then the winged ape with the flail, I will have him fly up into the air and attack one of his crossbow-wielding brethren.
Okay. You get a d20 plus 5.
Okay. 17.
A hit.
It's a flail do d8.
D6 plus 3.
6 plus 3. There it is.
Okay. You hit one of the wounded ones and kill it, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4 flying apes left.
3, right? Because I have control of 1.
Oh, yeah. You have control of 1, so 3 left.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that takes us to Baptist and Noonie Klaus.
Okay, how long does the poison last? How long can I...
At least for the duration of the combat. I mean, I'd say a turn, at least, before it starts to lose its effectiveness. So okay. 10 minutes, at least. Assuming you haven't hit something else with it.
Right. Okay. Noonie Klaus will cast Scare.
Okay.
25.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah. Let's see. Target's worst nightmares appear before its eyes for a brief instant. And I got a 25. Caster can frighten 3 enemies within 60 feet. They receive a will save to resist effect. Failure indicates they experience a moment of fright. They immediately flee the air at maximum speed. The scare lasts 1d6 rounds. A curial are inducing, so if they're less than 3 intelligence, they flee anyway.
Okay.
Does that apply?
It does not apply to these guys, but you do scare the 3 off that are remaining.
Okay.
And they run off. There's another 6 or 7 of these things flying through the air, terrorizing the area. As they've seen this group flee, and they've seen the bearded man on the horse disappear, they also flee. So they all leave the scene. And it's just sort of a scene of chaos. There's stuff on fire. There's smoldering bodies in the street. There's carts knocked over. There's market stalls that have just been crushed. As you guys are in the streets pulling yourselves together, some of the guardsmen come down from one of the side streets. These are looks to be like some of the city watch that the overlord employs. And this one, wearing like a fancy trimmed armor, approaches you guys. And he's been wounded. He's got like a, you know, signs of where a crossbow bolt has struck him in the shoulder. And he extends a hand towards you guys, offering congratulations to you for helping the city out and trying to protect the city from this threat of these flying gorilla men. He introduces himself as Captain Rack.
Captain Rack. R-A-K?
R-H-A-K.
Okay, Bong, if he's returned to normal size, like, attempts to help put out the fires, help the fire brigade or whoever's coming to help.
Okay. And there are people that show up, try to put out some of the fires and put some order in. Bong's easily able to help them. They are super appreciative of the help.
And Jadwin also helps.
Yeah, all the help's appreciated. you know, like I said, the captain's thanking you guys for the help. He started to ask, so where do you guys live? Where are you guys from?
Tell them we're new in town.
You're new in town? Well, it's good that you happen to be passing through. This these flying gorillas and that wizard were apt to...
Where did they come from? What'd you do to him?
What'd you do to him?
You trying to give him a parking ticket or something?
Well, we didn't do anything to him, but we believe that was a miracle on the horse that you guys chased off. If you guys hadn't chased him off, it could have been a lot worse. As you saw, he was a pretty powerful wizard.
Is that the guy?
That was the guy on the horse, yeah, Miracle. He apparently brought these flying gorilla beasts to terrorize the city.
Now, why would he do such a thing?
I don't know. I wish we could see him stopped permanently.
Is this the first time he's done something like this?
Every once in a while, he'll, you know, raise his hand against the city, but this is the most blatant transgressions he's had.
I think he was framed.
What was dude's name from the scroll?
Well, yeah, what was that guy name?
I've got it written down. Give me just a little bit.
It was... Why can I never find my freaking notes?
Poor Baptist. That's your problem, note cards. You should just write them on scraps of paper.
Eric Hark.
Okay. Yeah, Eric Hark. All right. So, Americal attacks the city? Why is this?
He's made deals with the Lords of Chaos.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Surely it's something influencing him, such as this, but we've grown weary of it.
Where does he reside?
The tower in the northern part of town.
So he actually lives in town and just comes out every once in a while to blow up people at the market?
He lives in a strange, changing tower in the northern part of town. People keep their distance.
Invite this guy to dinner.
But I think this time he's gone too far.
Well...
Is he always such a punk and just runs off?
Apparently you guys intimidated him.
Yeah.
And he certainly didn't seem to be too wary of us guards folks, but you guys seem to have chased him off, and for that we thank you.
Why would he be wary of you?
Why would he be wary of you?
I mean, just to go knock his tower down or something? I mean, he lives in town.
He lives in town, but his tower, he's magic. He's made deals with chaos itself. Because would you guys be interested in helping put an end to this?
It depends on how it might impact our economic line within the city.
They got this depression on.
Well, I might be able to come up with some award money, and I'm sure the city would be grateful for ending this threat.
Yeah, we'd probably need to talk to somebody above your level.
Can you get us a meeting with the overlord?
I'm the captain.
The captain? This guy's a captain. It's Captain Bong.
Pleased to meet you.
Tell you what, why don't you meet me tonight at Len Spar's Tavern? I got a couple other individuals that might be interested in seeing this guy put out, if you guys would be willing to assist with this task. I know I would be grateful, and the Overlord would certainly like to see this threat eliminated.
That sounds good. You said at what time?
Len Spar's Tavern tonight at 7.
7. How much time do we have left to get a virgin and interrogate this wizard?
We say to ourselves, we don't ask him that. Just to clarify.
Maybe he knows where some virgins are.
Let's see, you guys met the one people at 9, you came through here, you dealt there. It's 9. It's probably like noon, 1 o'clock, got 6, 7 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I think Bong would be interested in meeting him just because of the connections he might make.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, he just shows up like that, starts shooting at us, runs off like a punk. I think we got his number. Oh.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's agree to meet him at Lensfar's.
Yep, Lensfar's Tavern.
At 8.
Where is it located? 7. Do we know? We'll just
I don't have the district off the top of my head. But I'll figure it out.
We'll show up at 8. Make him wait.
That's an option too.
Yeah, we'll meet him. I think it would be reasonable.
So you got 6 hours between now and when you meet the captain.
All right, so we need to get healed. We need to get a virgin. We need to get back and rough up a wizard.
You guys have a busy afternoon.
So here's the thing. The centipede poison creates permanent amnesia. If we didn't want to get anything out of the wizard Israel, we could just shoot him with the arrow and make him forget about the whole thing.
That sounds like a good plan.
But we don't get any info out of him.
Let's interrogate him first. If he gives us trouble, if he doesn't let us know what we need to know, or even if he does, after he lets us know, we let him know.
It depends on how long Jeffrey's going to let the poison remain in effect.
Is that your only dose?
That's the only dose I have.
I think the only way that's going to work is if you guys literally ran back to the temple and shot him. I don't think there'd be any time for interrogation and be pushing it to make it back to the temple in time, but you guys could be quick.
I can planar step us.
You could make
Plus,
that
he's
roll.
He's still paralyzed. I mean, he's still paralyzed to some time. Today.
Yes, that's
so
true.
I don't think we either have to shoot him or we have to just let that go.
Planar, one round or more for casting time. So Mephrodis, if it's cool with everybody else, if we're rushing with the poison, he's not awake though, is what you're saying, right?
Right. Yeah, he's saying he's still paralyzed. So even if you rushed back, he would still be.
We're not going to get any information on him if we go with this plan.
So the decision is sort of try to paralyze him, or, I'm sorry, amnesia him, or wait.
I said we wait because we kind of want to know who Erichark is and what these scrolls are and if we can uncurse them because they might come in handy at 10th level or whatever.
Dang it. This miracle owes me one vial of centipede poison.
Shoot somebody with it. Don't waste it.
Random passerby. Have fun with Bong.
Dadgummit. Yeah. Should have shot that captain.
Yeah, is there a tough looking dude besides the captain that we have to meet who might be valuable to us?
You don't really see one.
Let's just let it go. It's just gone. It's gone. Let's get the virgin.
Let's go get the virgin.
Time's a wasted. We got a busy day today.
Shoot a bird or something, you know. You see anything?
Is there a dog?
There's a dog, yes.
No,
there's a dog walking down the street.
Do not shoot a dog.
No, not the dog. Is there
a kid? Not a dog.
No, I think Kip Baptist will just sort of, as he passes by, shoot someone in the foot. Mr. Random.
Somebody, you know what, it's probably going to make somebody's day, because the amnesia isn't like, it's not like permanent lifetime amnesia, right? It's just
it's permanent amnesia.
It's permanent.
Shoot somebody. Like, you don't remember anything?
Yeah, if you fail this save.
There's no save.
Okay,
on this
listen.
Oh, there's no save?
No.
Here's what you do. We find some, like, crying bar wench in the alley. And then you just, like, stab her with it. She forgets all about this terrible day that she's had.
Yeah. There's a save.
Oh, wait. Then we can bring her. That's the virgin.
Is
we bring her back. One week she might be. You don't know that. Manny doesn't know that.
She might.
We got a virgin. She was in the alley. She was crying. Said nobody loved her. She said nobody loved her. She came back and decided to be. Or maybe she could be the new abbotess. I don't know. Let's get to. I like this bar wench plan. I think this is a good plan.
Yeah, we'll poke a bar wench with it. With the bolt. She's got to make a DC 13.
Yeah.
Except for permanent memory loss. Complete amnesia.
Perfect.
You can mold her into whatever you want her to be.
So, there you go. You've got this.
What's her name?
Bar wench that, her name is. Jaden.
When she comes to, I'll tell her that has been missed at the Temple of Mani and she needs to report. We'll take her back there and drop her off on her way to find virgins.
She looks a little groggy-eyed, but she's like, okay. She listens to the directions and begins to head off.
Okay. I tell her when she gets...
Jade will walk her back.
There you go. Get her to Aram and have Aram fit her for some robes.
Don't she be touching her. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. She can be a handmaiden, but she's a backup plan. So don't fuck with her yet. She could be the backup plan.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Are you recording this episode, Matt?
I needed some blackmail, right? So.
Oh, man. Whatever. People will know I didn't want to shoot the dog. PETA will be pleased.
So you got the bar wench and Jadwin heading back to the temple. Where are you guys off to?
We're at the Slaver's
appointment
Hold.
At 7 tonight, maybe 8, depending on who gets their way.
We're at the Slaver's Hold.
Slaver's Hold.
We're asking for virgins.
Aye. Those come cost a pretty penny.
I figure they might.
How many do you wish?
What did you say?
How many do you wish?
Just one for right now. Well, maybe two.
If there's a buy one, get one half off sale, we're interested.
Yeah, how much are they? I mean, we might could get a few of these.
For what you desire, 25 gold a piece.
Yeah, we better get like four.
At least.
We just got 750 gold off those pumps.
Yeah, we can afford to. Yeah, let's buy. Yep. Let's buy some.
Stock up.
It's hard and terrible, and we hate slavery, but, you know, there's a God.
Half coin will travel.
There's a God, there'll be.
They'll be really angry with us if we don't. All right, how many you got?
We have 5 at the moment.
All right.
They're hard to come by, though, so I'm not sure when we'll have more, especially in this town.
That's 125 on virgins.
We just gonna take that out of the company pot. Take it out of the 750.
Yeah, let's take it out of the 750. That's like that's.
These better be real virgins too.
All so right. You get 5. Spend 125 gold. You spend 125 gold, and I assume you send them off to the temple.
We'll take them back to the temple. We got time, don't we?
Yeah, we're going back.
Yeah,
we gotta get back.
We gotta clean up. Bone needs to be healed. Something fierce.
Yeah, Babis needs some healing too.
So why don't you do the healing? We'll probably call it a night here.
Okay, that sounds good.
Bong, are you, is he chaotic?
He's neutral.
Oh, okay. Then you, my friend, are winning an extra hit dice. You still need another zap, or are you good?
Yeah, I could use another one. I'm still down 30.
Good God.
The game's different at 5th level. It's like everyone's all powerful and stuff.
I'm not 5th level. I don't know what these fools got going on.
You might be after tonight.
Santh and Vixila are fourth. Let me get in. Bap needs some or
yeah, Bap needs some.
Okay.
So who is this? Who's the second one for?
That was for Bong.
Oh, so he got 13 more.
Yeah, 26 total for Bong. Bap gets 2d6, 10. You good? You need some more.
I could use 10 more to be full.
Oh, disapproval. Jeffrey's favorite time of day.
It is my favorite time. Let's see what happens today. Hopefully something other than somebody. That one's getting boring.
Yeah, it is getting kind of boring.
Well, I have to make my own charts.
We have an amnesiac, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, see.
Oh, see, that's true. We have virgins.
Disapproval.
We can tell the first virgin to recruit to our side will not be sacrificed.
So what, you're 2d4?
Yep. Minus luck. 2. I must pray for forgiveness immediately and spend at least 1 hour in prayer beginning as soon as I'm able. Failure to finish the full hour of prayers within the next 120 minutes is looked upon favorably. How far away are we from the temple? Like, can I walk back to it?
Yeah.
Within an hour?
Yep.
I'll walk back to the temple and then do my hour sort of prayer in the temple.
Okay.
What time does that put us at?
Let's see. Captain, you had 6 or 7 hours from there. Probably took you an hour and a half. Well, probably took you an hour to track down the bar winch. Well, no, because you had 10 minutes on that. Half an hour for that. Another hour and a half to two. You probably got 3 or 4 hours until meetup time.
All right.
About 4 hours till meetup time.
God dang it. I got to roll again.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Dang.
I'm trying, Baptist, but Manny says no. God says no today.
Manny's worse than Cthulhu.
So wait a second. Is it the margin that I missed the roll by? Is that right? Or is it whatever my disapproval is?
It's your net.
So it would
point.
Be. Would,
what'd
would
you
it
get?
Be
I don't. Know
I got
if
a
it
two.
Refreshed. Okay, you got a two. That'd be
yeah.
2d4, right? Even though your disapproval. Well, let's see.
So yeah, my disapproval is 3.
I think it'd be your roll. Your 2d4 again. That's how I read it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of silly, though, because, like, let's say if my disapproval thing was up to 10 and I rolled a 1, then
yeah.
Wouldn't it be 9d4 or, like, 10d4 instead of 1d4? I would think that it's the larger of the...
We'll do larger. I like that idea.
It says roll 1d4 per point of spell check result and subtract. Yeah, you're right, though. That's the
I mean,
way
you're
it
right.
Reads.
I mean, I think it reads it's probably the die roll. And if it's...
All right, let's just do it that way.
I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from. And that does sound more fun, but...
Same result again.
Same result. So...
2 hours in prayer.
Yes.
All right, I'm afraid I'm going to have to lay off of the healing for a little while.
One more. I can't hurt, right?
Jeffrey.
What are you, 4 disapproval?
I'm at 4 now.
See? No, what are the odds?
There we go.
There you go. What are you, chaotic?
Yeah.
What are you, chaotic?
You stabbed the bar witch with a poison.
Well, there's your 10 plus 1, you greedy
just for
bastard.
Kicks.
You greedy bastard. Santa's going to cast on himself as well. That gets me up to full. Cool. I think we're all good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that takes us to 11:05. So you guys will question Israel on the boards, if that's cool with people. And
yeah,
we'll pick up next week questions on the or picking up. We'll start then with the questioning next week. Then we can move to the meeting and go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Sound cool?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Good game.
Cool,
nice fall.
Cool. Glad you had fun.
Yeah.
Talk to y'all later.
Yeah, see you.
Okay. See y'all.
Bye.
Night.
Thanks for listening to the DCC RPG Actual Play Podcast. Please stop by irontavern.com/podcast and tell us what you think.